Hello again and thank you so much for joining me for a time in God's Word, here at Russ Klotfelter Ministries. This time we will be focusing on the book of Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Let us begin in prayer. Dear Lord, let the words in which I have prepared, and scripture from the Holy Word be pleasing in your sight. Be with each and every ear listening today, that your words would penetrate our hearts. All honor and glory is yours, Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. There are many times in our life when we feel very close to God. We are praying and praising God for His hand in our life. Too often, however, the world sneaks in and distracts us from God. Problems arrive and we try to solve a lot of those situations on our own. Our faith and focus in God has changed. We are now focusing on our own strengths and doubting God's strength. Before we read our scripture, a little background. Jesus was ministering, preaching, and healing in the remote countryside. Quite a crowd had assembled, around 5,000, not counting women and children, not wanting to see them depart for home hungry. He asked his disciples to feed them. The disciples had a big problem. They could only find 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. Jesus took the bread and fish, gave thanks to God, gave the food to the crowd. They all ate till they were satisfied. With several baskets of leftovers, a wonderful miracle had been performed. Moving on, let's read our focal verses. Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Praise be the reading of God's holy word. Here we have the disciples. They have witnessed a great miracle earlier that day, and their faith is strong. With a head start on Jesus in a boat, the disciples were instructed to cross to the other side of the lake, but the strong winds and waves were against them and they were struggling to row at the oars. Then they see, and after being terrified, recognize Jesus walking on the water to them. Their faith is restored. Peter's faith is so strong at this point, He asks Jesus to let him come out of the boat to meet him. I bet Peter was so elated and amazed, but as he took his focus off of Jesus to notice the wind and waves, he started to doubt, and his faith dropped and he started to sink, and just like each one of us that face problems, he called out to Jesus and he took his hand and lifted him up. To summarize this message, keep your focus on Jesus, the world, and Satan is crouching at the door hoping to distract us and cause us to doubt. He wants nothing more than to hope we strike out on our own, to solve our own problems. We have been bought at a price, our lives are not our own, as well as our problems. Jesus has his hand out, hoping you ask for his saving grace. He does not, and never will fail you. Let us end in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all your many blessings. We pray that in the days ahead, our faith would increase, that we would keep our focus on you, Lord, and not on this world and its problems. Forgive us when we travel down roads that lead us away from your presence. Please have your healing hand on all those that are sick and suffering. Be with every prayer request we have on our hearts. Please lead, guide, and protect us, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to join me. Please check in again soon for another episode. And as always, reach out to others in love, and instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.